I am not making that up. I couldn't make that up if I tried. John Daniel Davidson, writing at TheFederalist.com, describes this process. The case is Woman's Whole Health Clinic versus Paxton. Arguments happening right now in Texas State Court. Star witness for the state. What does the state want to do? It wants to enforce its law in Texas that says that you must humanely, if that's possible, kill a fetus before you can rip it to pieces and yank it out of its mother. Star witness, Dr. Anthony Lavitino. Here's what John Daniel Davidson writes about this. I'm telling you, if you're watching this at home, listening to this, this is what abortion's really all about. Hey, you libs out there, defend this. Lavitino doesn't do abortions anymore. He stopped performing them after his daughter, 2 months shy of her sixth birthday, was killed in a car accident in front of his house. She died in his arms on her way to the hospital. Within weeks of her death, he had to perform a previously scheduled dismemberment abortion. When he ripped out the first body part, he stopped short. Quote, I didn't want to continue, but I had to because you can't leave any body parts in the woman. We don't pile up body parts on the table to be gruesome. We do it to keep inventory. I mean, my gosh, folks. Yeah, let's keep an inventory of the legs and arms and ears and whatever other parts we can. This is where you want to be when Jesus comes back? Really? If you don't give all, back to Dr. Lavitino, if you don't get all the parts out, the woman will get sick, get an infection, she could even die. Close quote. Dr. Lavitino added that when he looked at the pile of body parts he had removed from this woman, quote, I didn't see the woman's right to choose or the $800 in cash I'd made in 15 minutes. I saw somebody's son or daughter. Close quote. He went on to describe a 20-week-old fetus as being about the size of the palm of an adult hand, from fingertip to wrist, not counting the legs. A dismemberment abortion, he explained, involves reaching into a woman's uterus with forceps, quote, grabbing whatever is there, maybe you rip off a leg, which is about 4 inches long, then maybe you pull out an arm, the spine, the skull, is the most difficult part. Sometimes there's a little face staring at you. Close quote. He understandably then told the jury and called it, quote, an absolutely brutal procedure in which a living human being is torn to pieces. Close quote. Reconcile that now with Richard Weaver. All about reality. Let's replace reality with what we want reality to be. Why? So we can dismember babies and call it humane. Richard Weaver, 1958. The attempt to contemplate history in all its dimensions and in the fullness of its detail led directly to the conviction that this world of substantial things and substantial events is the very world which the leftist of our time wishes to see abolished. And such policy now began to appear egotistical and presumptuous. I am disinclined to the view that whatever exists necessarily has a commission to go on existing. On the contrary, I have a strong tendency to side with the bottom dog or to champion the potential against the actual if the former seems to have reason behind it. And I am mindful of the saying that God takes delight in bringing great things out of small ones. Close quote, Richard Weaver. So you can jawbone on all you want about rights and freedom to choose and this and that, and it's a woman's right to do it, and all that stuff. At the end of the day, you're ripping a 20-week-old, about 1 pound, human being into little pieces. Again, I'll side with the barbaric hordes at the top of the pyramid in Mel Gibson's Apocalypto, because at least they believed in gods. Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party promised me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a Payne Founders Pass member by going to CrusadeChannel.com and clicking the Join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.